Yes, the consequences of religious extremism is actually so grave and so dangerous, and we know that this will turn Pakistan into a bloody state, and if it is not stopped, because that for everything the Muslim religious groups and the state which is dominated by this religious extremism will always stop any progress in the country. For example, in recent days, Pakistan had made the India as most favored country for their trade. So the religious groups are against that because the military is against that. So they are saying that we will not allow the government to make it. So the decision was approved, was confirmed by the cabinet. But the prime minister himself says in the parliament, no, it has to be passed from the parliament, and we have not decided still. Because in that, between that time of 15 days or something, so religious groups have dictated. Now they don't have any say in the parliament, those religious groups, but outside from parliament, so they dictate very strongly. So when this stage has reached where the government cannot decide, or the elected representative cannot decide about the progress of the country or for the welfare of the country, so you can imagine.
So who is running the country? Islamic fundamentalists or the elected parliamentarians?
No, you can say that there are elected parliamentarians and elected parliaments. Parliament over there in Pakistan, but actually ruling is the religious fundamentalist group, jihadi groups, and army. Army is at the top, because army never likes that there should be a good relationship between India and Pakistan. If there is any good relationship between India and Pakistan, then automatically it will harm the defense budget, and it will lead into the cutting down of army. So they think that anything which would go towards the good relationship with the neighbor countries, so army will not do that. And the army will go for cheap sentiments, that in the name of national security. And these mullahs are there, so they always work for that. And you can see, if the government tries to go for this most favorite nation to status to the India, then you will see that how the movement of mullahs will turn into a bloodshed or killings of the people, because they will just blame everybody who are thinking in a right direction, that the person is from India or the Indian agent.
So, what is your position on the issues of Kashmir?
Kashmir, yes. Kashmir, it is only the issue of Pakistan Army. Pakistan Army does not want that Kashmir issue should be solved. So, all the wars, except that one of Bangladesh, all were fought on the issue of Kashmir. Like 65 wars, like Kargil war, and before that in 1948 there was war on Kashmir. So all, they don't want that Kashmir should be liberated or Kashmir's dispute should be solved.
You talked about the military of Pakistan. Many people they said, especially the budget of ISI, inter-service intelligence, the military intelligence of Pakistan military, their budget for the Kashmir is unlimited, Kashmir issue. So do you think this is a profit making business? This is a war business going on.
Really?
The tax money of the poor people,
yeah,
who are giving tax to Pakistan government, who doesn't have money to send their children to school, with their money they're making profit in the Kashmir.
Yes. And you can say profit or benefit, or you can say they are taking so much advantage because of the Kashmir dispute. You can say anything, because that is the right thing that they. This is your right conclusion that this is only for them. Now look, if India and Pakistan become the friends, or there would be free trade and no barrier of visa like these things, so the defense budget of both the countries will go down. Then for
so
what purposes they are making their way for which enemy they are scared of? So that's why that those money would be spent on the welfare of the people, on the education, on the technology. So they don't want that the people should be empowered. And now you look, Pakistan is don't have any education standard, no health facilities, nothing. All is going to military.
So how do you see recently, very recently, in India control Kashmir, two young men, both are brother, one were studying, doing his MBBS in Bangladesh, in the district of Sillay, and he was accused of Delhi bomb blast. And Indian government claimed that Bangladesh army is doing that from Bangladesh. But it is very clear what happened to Afzal Guru before, and he was given death sentence. Now these two young men, they are accused, but their parents are saying my kids are innocent. Mainly the Muslims are targeted in the India, and there are allegations that the research and analysis wing, the RAW, is also doing propaganda against Pakistan and Bangladesh.
That is their survival. Now Indian army is not in any way better than Pakistan army. Whatever they are doing in Kashmir, Indian part of Kashmir, that is very heinous kind of thing. And they always want that there should be a Kashmir dispute over there. And whatever, if there is settlement, that should be on the dictation of Indian central government. They don't look for the people of the Kashmir. That's why all the time there is a violence, there is this sectarian violence, there is killings and human rights violations all over. Now look, some children have started, some young people, they have started a movement of using that stones against the law enforcement agencies or police in Indian held Kashmir. So they were just killed because those young people were not having any kind of arms.
Do you think this is an international propaganda, international conspiracy, like the all the permanent member of UN Security Council, they are the largest arms exporter, and these are the people they are exporting arms to both India and Pakistan, and that arms are using in killing the innocent people in both India and Pakistan.
You can say that, but I don't agree with that any international conspiracy. Because that is actually, these are the conspiracies from our own governments. And
so why they are supplying arms?
No, who because we also go to them and ask for the arms.
So
what is there if we don't go and ask for
the... They are calling themselves as a human rights protector,
yes,
and again they are selling
there
arms.
There is a very strong, large arms factories in their countries, and they are selling it through the black market, so that is there. But actually all responsibilities lie on our own governments. Why they don't try to settle that? Why don't they sit down and say, our governments are enjoying this position of the and putting the blame on the international conspiracies. Because that we cannot say that Indian government is doing something better than Pakistan because there are elections over there. So we can say that. But both sides are doing the same thing. Killing, killing, killing and killing. Nothing else. So that is not the solution.
So do you want to say the people are starving for the peace?
Yes,
Peace
people,
process?
of course they are starving for the peace, of course.
And
they want to live in peace, because that Kashmir, which was once the best place for the tourism, and it was earning huge, huge amount, now there is nothing to eat.
So the main stronghold is the Islamic fundamentalist and the military in both
but
countries.
But the governments also, both sides of, yes, and you can say that Hinduata or Hinduism in the India and Islamicism in the Pakistan are responsible, yes. That these movements for this revival of religions.
Recently, President Pervez Musharraf, the ex-president, General Pervez Musharraf, he gave an interview to a
yes.
Indian media, and he said Dawood Ibrahim is treated as a hero in Pakistan. So what do you think about that?
No, he remained in power for 8-9 years, so he knows better, because if he was made hero, so the Musharraf was responsible for that, because he was knowing where he is hiding and how people are liking Dawood Ibrahim. So that means that his government was in complicit with the Dawood Ibrahim, and of course Dawood Ibrahim has some commercial buildings and business over there. So because of this military government, otherwise if there was the continuity in the civilian government, so he would not have come over.
In the interview, he tried to say, General Musharraf tried to say that many people were killed, Pakistani people were killed in India, and Dawood just killed 300. And he tried to justify a less crime with a bigger, compare the big with bigger crime. So if this is the religious sentiment going on and on, so do you think that one day there will be some war broke up between Pakistan and India?
No, the only solution is the continuous elections in the country and no intervention from the armed forces or third force.
How to make it
people.
Sure?
Yes, that is a question, and the civil society of Pakistan is strongly fighting for that, and because of that Musharraf was thrown out of the power. Otherwise Musharraf was thinking to remain in power for whole of his life, and nobody was challenging when he was there up to that some 3 or 4 years. Even the courts were also became subordinate to military governments, and this was because of the strong civilian movement, and this should continue. And for that killing of 300 people or 200 people, these rulers always compare, and they never condemn the killings. They always have this type of statistics with them. Oh, number of people were killed in India or in New York. Okay, we have only this, so we are not big. So they always go for that, and who would rely on that statistic? Just they want to give that, oh, we were not so big killer like the neighbor country. I think that only solution is that now the people should have that right to govern whatever they are, and that process should continue. Otherwise the continuous military interventions have always been and is always destroying this region, and we are the country which is in the poorest, like, and one time we would be more poorer than like African any country, Somalia or other like countries, Rwanda kind of thing. So that should have to be stopped.
Dear listeners, we have listened the argument for peace that people in Pakistan and in India, in both countries.
And I think that now both the governments should work to dismantle their nuclear installations. For what purposes that nuclear installations are there? And always there is a war phobia in both the countries that, oh, we have the nuclear power so we can destroy. Now what the sin the ordinary people have done with them? What is the sin? What they did? They will just throw the nuclear war, nuclear bomb. This is a mentality in which is propagated by the religious groups from both the countries. They are saying that, oh, we can crush by our nuclear bomb. So this mentality should have war phobia and that war mongering should be stopped.
Yeah. Dear listeners, we have listened to Mr. Basil Naveed, and this is the common bias of the common people in both India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. People, there are people, they look for peace, not for war. There is no war that was declared by the people, but by the government. Then war is not for any way profitable for the people and others. So we should think of the peace process and use the religion for peace. And the government should be in a secular position. The government should be by the people, for the people. And that should be the government. That not for some religion, some sects, whether that is Islam, Christianity, atheism, or any other religion. So I hope that you will keep listening to us. In near future, we'll bring you the new issues, the insider stories. Please keep listening. Thank you.